How about caribou? Is the caribou still a lot of
caribou
in there?
No, there are no comparison to what there is, but like that herd of caribou that used to run through the Charlie River and all the way up to what they call the 40-mile herd now, see, at that time was, they estimated at 500,000. So, like the biologists and fishing game, and they get up there, and the caribou get up to 25, 30,000, they say they're going to, they brainwash the Park Service and the BLM employees and tell them they're going to overgraze the country. Well, you can't tell me that when I've seen it when them caribou was healthy, when there was 500,000 mm-hmm. of them, and they weren't starving. But in later years, when they got more hunters and highways, and then more hunters come in, and they, like they did on with the 40-mile herd, the fishing game just opened it wide open there. They could kill 5 caribou and sometime more, and they just slaughtered them. Well, you do that for a couple of years, and the same with the moose on the Yukon. They flew down there one spring above Charlie Creek, what we call Crazy Man Island, and they said they counted 80 moose there. Well, they wouldn't listen to me or somebody else who'd been there before. We said, sure, in March they always do that. They had come down from the creeks. They come down to the Yukon, count a deep snow, and they get on these islands where there's good feed, and they'll just gang up. Well, they feed up, and they go to another one. And then as soon as snow starts getting soft, then they start going back. Then the bull moose will go back farther up them creeks, and the cows will stay down there and have their calves. So they got the idea that they were going to overgraze the country. So they went down and they opened the season up for 2 moose, a bull and a cow. So everybody come in, a lot of outside hunters and non-residents come in there and come down, and just because they could shoot 2, they shot them.